Chapter 42. "When's Ron coming over?" said Angel.
"Not until much later. He's working," said Celeste.
"I don't like it when he works. Why does he have to do that?"
"That's what adults have to do."
"Are you an adult?" Barbara and Anna grinned at the precocious question.
"Yes," said Celeste, ignoring the smirks.
"Why can't you work? Ron can stay here and play with me." Part of Celeste had dreaded springing this information on her mother and cousin, but the time was right.
"I am going to start working," said Celeste.
Anna and Barb froze. What was she talking about? What kind of shit did she think she was going to pull now? Angel wandered away to play with her tea set. She had wanted to play tea party with Ron. She didn't understand the implications for her, and Celeste had decided that she would explain all of that to her later. Right now, she had dropped the bomb and was waiting for the explosion. Anna began slowly. "What do you mean that you are going to work?" Celeste's income consisted of her support checks from Angel's father and her welfare checks. She hated taking public assistance, but Anna and Mario had assured her that was what it was there for. Mario had never been proud about taking handouts, and this wasn't even in his name.
"I'm taking a part-time job at a doctor's office."
"You have a baby," said Anna. Barb nodded in a very quiet and supportive way that told Celeste that she had no ally in this situation.
"I'm sorry, Celeste. I'm just not able to take care of her. She's too much."
"I know that, Mom. I'm going to enroll her in daycare."
"At her age? Are you crazy?"
Barb spoke up for the first time. "Horrible things happen at those places, Sally. It's a bad idea."
"I won't allow it," said Anna.
"It's not your decision, Mom."
"What kind of a mother are you?" said Anna.
"You always worked," said Celeste.
"I had no choice," glared Anna. "And you were never left with strangers. You were always with family."
"It's a good daycare center. It's right at the community college. It will only be for 4 hours a day."
4 hours a day?" screamed Anna.
In her younger days, Anna would have taken off her shoe and thrown it at Celeste. Now the pain in her back made the bending too difficult for it to be her response. Celeste got up and left the room to check on Angel.
Barb said, "She won't really do it."
"Yes, she will," said Anna. "She wants this guy. She's willing to do anything that she has to do in order to have him."
"Foolish girl. She has a beautiful baby. That should be enough," said Barb.
"Nothing has ever been enough for her," said Anna.